A massive public art project in San Antonio is currently taking form, piece by piece. It's being created by members of the community with a special connection to San Antonio and the Mission San Francisco de la Espada, which was built in 1731. TPR has been following the creation of the piece. On a muggy, hot June afternoon, about 20 people gather in a not very well air-conditioned workspace at the Mission Espada grounds to work on individual clay sculptures. The room has a sweet, spicy, earthy smell, thanks to the Mission clay that was mined in nearby Floresville and brought in especially for this project. Everyone is here to create sculptures for the Árbol de la Vida project by artist Margarita Cabrera. It will be a massive 40-foot-tall, 70-foot-wide iron structure that includes 2-foot-by-2-foot clay sculptures that reflect the history, personal or otherwise, of San Antonio, the Mission, and its ranching heritage. It'll be located near the Mission Espada, along the San Antonio River. Margie Jimenez is working on a piece that resembles a large flower pot. She was one of the participants in Cabrera's story gathering charlas, or talks, that took place in the spring. Jimenez, like many participants in the sculpture workshops, has never worked with clay. She says she can't even do Play-Doh. Jimenez says her sculpture is going to be a pepper shaker with wings to memorialize her late son, who died at age 28.
I had a son that passed away, and they called him Pepper. So they made a pepper shaker with wings logo, so they wanted me to do a pepper shaker to put up there.
Cabrera makes it a special point to involve the community in her tree of life, from gathering stories to actually getting them physically involved in the sculptural process. Cabrera is not at all daunted by the massive scale of this project. She's even worked with a sculptural engineer to make sure the structure will be sound.
The primary structure is made out of metal, tubular pieces of metal. And it has been designed in a way that it can carry like 5 times as much of its own weight. These pieces are about probably over 100 pounds each. And the capacity that we have, the parameter is 500. So that's our limit. We can't go over 500. And nobody has challenged it.
Another first-time sculptor is Josie Mendoza. She's basing her piece on a Republic of Texas land grant for a piece of property owned by one of her ancestors, José Domingo Bustillos, who was mayor of San Antonio in 1816. When Bustillos died, his land was split among his 7 children.
And that's where I still live. Yes, our family has continuously lived in that home for 160 years, and we're still there.
Peter Rodriguez also has a long family history in San Antonio. His grandfather's and great-grandfather's farming tools are on display at the Mission Espada Visitor Center. And growing up, he visited his family on Espada Road, which leads to and from the Mission.
Whether you're going in or going out, it's the third house. If you're coming in, it'd be on the left. If you're going in, out, it would be on the right. I'm working on just a rendition of the house where we would spend a lot of weekends.
Jane Madrigal is the lead facilitator of this workshop. She says the monumental size of the Árbol de la Vida might render the individual sculptures insignificant to the naked eye. But there's an app for that.
Smart, right? It's like, yeah, it's the 21st century, duh. Someone's going to create an app. So you can walk up to the tree and download the app, and the app will help you find and see each piece along with hear each story.
Margarita Cabrera will hold several more weeks of sculpture workshops. 300 sculptures will be created and fired, as well as about 500 smaller sculptures, which will reflect the flora and fauna of the region. The unveiling will come in time for the 2018 tricentennial anniversary of the founding of San Antonio. Norma Martinez, Texas Public Radio News.